This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. Lots of feelings, lots of expressions, lots of news, lots of help. That's what we're all about here. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's see. I have a... I'm going to color. We seem to be spending a lot of time talking about tobacco and smoking. I'm going to add to that with a bit of a local slant on it. After Jennifer gives us, I was going to say a ham and egg story, but this is more like a roast beef and french fry story.
Well, Arby's is trending, and that's because we've heard a lot about the Beyond Burger, right? A lot of products that are made of vegetables that are supposed to taste like meat. Well, Arby's has now created the Megetable, which is the meat vegetable. They have a new invention called the Merit, which is a carrot made of meat that looks and tastes just like a carrot. Arby says that it's got 30 grams of protein, more than 70% of the recommended daily amount of vitamin A. And according to Business Insider, who had a sneak preview of this Merit ahead of its public reveal, it was shockingly reminiscent of a carrot in both taste and appearance. The Arby's brand, I know, has been always kind of trying to get attention by serving strange things. They've had venison, they've had elk, they've had duck on their menu, and, of course, the standard fare, the roast beef and the fries. Well, now they're flipping the vegan meat trend, and they have the meats is their slogan. We have the meats. So they're creating the most bizarre concoction that I think we've seen yet, the vegetable made out of meat. It's got nutritional value that is reminiscent of a carrot, but, of course, it's got more of that protein, and they're saying it could be good for you. This is maybe a new trend. And the difference between the Merit and a traditional carrot is the crunch. Apparently, Arby's Megetable has a crisp glazed coating, and then the inside is actually turkey breast. So that's where the smush goes.
Wait, just a second. What has happened to eating real food? What is there that's going on in this country where people think they have to substitute this and
the
fake
whole purpose
that
of this is they're trying to troll people who are vegetarian, who are eating, you know, vegetable
the
products.
Meat, impossible foods. Right.
And this is so gross to me. So it's turkey breast, salt and white pepper, and then they've added dry carrot juice to give it the aesthetic of a carrot to make it taste like that.
But
the
if you
whole
don't
point
eat
and
meat,
parsley on the end.
Well, what's the appeal?
And then it's topped with maple syrup powder. And then it's oven roasted and it's sous vide. I mean, it's just like,
I don't
wow,
know who the audience
a lot of effort.
That's what I'm saying. It's just them trolling.
Garbage.
Because it's like for people who love meat so much that they hate when people are vegetarian, and so they want to try and force their friends to eat meat by being like, here's a carrot, try it.
Yeah,
and then
who,
it turns out it's actually
this is like
meat.
A shiny, perfect-looking carrot.
Yeah.
Like anybody who would fall for this and think, oh, great, a carrot.
Yeah, but I just, who would want to eat this? I'm not going to Arby's so I can get a gigantic
Why are you going to
meat.
Arby's anyway,
I'm
for
not,
anything?
But I'm just saying.
Why would anybody
go
to Arby's? I don't even know where an Arby's exists around here. I'm in New Jersey. I don't know. Is Arby's not in Jersey?
I don't know if it's in Jersey. I know it used to be, like, when I would go visit my grandparents in Colorado, I would see Arby's. But now we have them in California. I don't go very often. I've probably been, like, twice. But, I don't know, call me crazy. When I go, I just have the roast beef sandwich because that's what you're supposed to do at Arby's.
Right.
You're not, you know.
There's one on Sunset up near the Arc Light. And I remember stopping in there once and having French fries because I had some sort of a thing for French fries. And my son had told me that French fries at Arby's were really good. So I stopped to have some French fries, and there were all kinds of other things that were going on.
Were they good?
Actually, they were. Yeah, they were quite good.
All I know is I went to Arby's one time before swim practice when I was in high school, and I felt like I was going to die. So.
I just think that this is a great thing for Arby's because we're talking about it. It's like when they said IHOP was going to become IHOB and change it to burgers. It's just it's something that trolls people into talking about them.
Amazon Prime Day.
It's the greatest. This is the greatest way of getting around advertising in the world. They have all these people that are talking, watch the trend. Oh, yeah, Amazon Prime Day.
Well, Amazon Prime Day is at least beneficial to people in some way because you can get deals with the carrot. I mean,
I guess. Let them buy advertising like everybody else does is trying to sell something.
Okay.
There.
But at least the carrot's convenient because, I mean, you can just hold it in one hand and eat it while you're driving. You don't have to worry about holding a burger with two hands. Yeah.
Slopping all over your lap. Here's something related to what we're talking about, and this is out of my. This is from the Doug Steffen playbook. Frankly, organic milk, good for you, fabulous if you can find real organic milk. Most of the milk you find today is non-organic, and guess what, boys and girls? Your Uncle Dougie has said this now for as long as you've known me, for sure, Victoria. Probably as long as Jennifer has known me and Kara. There's a study now that has found pesticides, antibiotics, and growth hormone in the regular milk you buy at the grocery store. That's what I said. Pesticides, antibiotics, and growth hormone in samples of conventional, non-organic milk tested for certain chronic levels of pesticides and all this other stuff. The organic samples tested at either much lower or non-existent rates. Study conducted at Emory University down in Atlanta looked at 69 samples of conventional milk versus organic milk pulled from retail shelves all around the country. But what you don't know is that most of the regular conventional milk is supplied and controlled by one company all around the country. They control 80% the Suiza Dairy Farmers of America are those bunch of phonies. Control 80% of the milk supply, and they deliver crap. It's white water. They bleach everything out, whatever's in it. They're supposed to pasteurize it so it doesn't have pesticides and antibiotics and all that other stuff, but yet that's still in there. And they take the flavor out, nutritional value, why this stuff sells at all. And they've bought up because they can see the trend, buy up all the dairies that are doing organic so they can water them down too. And compete. It's really a shame, more than a shame. It's outrageous. It's criminal what's being done to the good, wholesome American family farmer and the dairymen especially. One conventional sample had levels of amoxicillin. What is that? What's that?
Amoxicillin. It's a derivative of penicillin. Yeah. It's like the kid, like when you're a kid, you get the bubblegum medicine. Tastes like bubblegum. It's pink. That's amoxicillin. It's one of the most common antibiotics out there, but I don't want it in my milk. Thank you. And if you're allergic to penicillin.
And I'm allergic to penicillin.
Yeah, my mom is too. Right. And my mom actually, I sent this study to her last night. I said, you know, you think you're lactose intolerant, but I think that when you're eating non-organic milk and yogurt, I think she's having a reaction to the antibiotics that are in it.
Sure. And the bovine growth hormones that are still in it, pesticide residues in 60% of the samples. One pesticide on the list is banned in California, chloropyphoros, or however you pronounce that. So this is garbage, garbage, garbage.
Well, also the scary part is, too, kids drink a lot of milk. And 2% milk is what most American kids drink. And when they 2%. Tested that, it had the bovine growth hormone was 20 times more than organic milk if you're buying conventional milk. Think about what that's doing to little children. Whether it's on the if you have a little boy and you're giving growth hormones,
Miles has drinks the 3-4 glasses. He loves milk. Where's his
all
milk?
Little kids do? Yeah. And think about what you're giving your kids. It's horrible.
I send that to my daughter. She'll be on the warpath.
I'm sure she only buys organic milk anyway, right?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, but still, you know, even you can't even trust that anymore because the government, the FDA has allowed that to be bastardized.
Yeah.
16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually I just switched over and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You do it right to save because you work too hard for your money not to. Lowe's is here to help with July 4th savings throughout the store, like $15 off gallon cans and $45 off 5-gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate when you buy select interior and exterior paint and stain. Update your appliances and get up to 40% off select appliance special values, like a Whirlpool refrigerator was $13.99, now just $9.99. This July 4th, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 7/10 while supplies last, U.S. only.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I was talking, we've been back and forth here, some of these specialty stores, the convenience stores, and what's going on with them, and tobacco is becoming a big focus. So there's a company called Cumberland Farms that's big in the Northeast. You have Cumberland Farms down in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, Victoria? Definitely. Yeah, they had their own little stores.
Yeah, right. So they're suing boards of health around the state. The suit claims the board's decision to limit flavored tobacco sales to adults and to have them only be available in the tobacco stores is discriminatory. So the Board of Health in the community where I live and half a dozen others named in the suit, they claim the new regulations are based on a model developed and advocated by private organizations, create an anti-competitive marketplace. So this is what they require them to do. They first of all, they can't sell tobacco products for the most part. You have to go to a smoke shop to do it in our community. And if you're going to go into the smoke shop, you have to go through a special door in the back in order to buy certain products. So it's the most confusing. Like they're
That's
now
weird.
Selling smokeless tobacco and flavored cigars and those Juul vaping devices, all of that stuff. Oh, I mean, we were talking about this, I think, off the air. What is this all of a sudden? All of these things that are available now to mimic tobacco products or new tobacco products. I mean, I understand why the boards of health are concerned about it, because mostly kids are trying to buy this stuff. So, you know, it's hard to know what the right thing to do is, but certainly doing nothing is not a good idea. That's my spin on it, anyway. 21 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lucy Liu, with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels, come on.
It's not the Charlie's Angels TV. Charlie's Angels from the movies. Charlie's Angels rebooting again. And musically speaking, rumors are floating around. Apparently they're true. Seems like Miley Cyrus, Ariana Grande, and Lana Del Rey have teamed up on a song for the new Charlie's Angels movie. This is right? Or has it come down yet?
It hasn't come out yet. They've been, all three of them have been posting little teasers here and there.
Right.
So I think the first trailer will hit sometime today.
Cyrus and Grande liking Instagram posts from fan accounts discussing the possible collaboration on this song. So they've posted the same cryptic video on Instagram and Twitter featuring the Charlie's Angels logo. Though Lana Del Rey has yet to participate in the social media push, she was tagged in Cyrus's and Grand's post along with principal cast members. The reboot announced earlier this year, directed by Elizabeth Banks, starring Ella, is it Balinska? Naomi Scott?
Yeah, I don't know who
Kristen
she is.
Stewart.
I've heard of Naomi Scott, and obviously Kristen Stewart is the big star there. But they're the three angels, which, I don't know, Kristen Stewart isn't Charlie's Angels, still seems weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
Banks,
we'll see.
Herself portrays Bosley. Noah Centineo, or whoever you pronounce that, is Langston.
Centineo.
This doesn't
him
mean
too.
Anything to me. This this doesn't enthuse me. You enthused about this movie?
I would see it. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it. I like, you know, I've always kind of liked the Charlie's Angel theme and the whole, you know, kind of girl power thing in it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I think
Elizabeth
it kind of
Banks.
Depends when the trailer comes out, how good the trailer looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Banks is becoming quite the director. She's a well-known actress, a quite attractive lady. She directed a film shot in Germany last fall, which stars my friend Jonathan Tucker, and once again is the bad guy. He likes playing those bad guys. He was very happy working with her. She was a great.
She's also hosting a game show now.
Yes.
I forget the name of it.
It's the one with the whammy. What's that one called?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Press Your Luck.
Yeah, Press Your Luck.
Yeah, good. All right, next up, musically speaking, because music is such an important part of our lives, DJV loves to focus on music news. Grammy winner and Oscar nominee Mary J. Blige coming over to television. She signed a first look TV deal with Lionsgate to develop and produce series by her newly launched Blue Butterfly Productions. She's currently starring in The Umbrella Academy on Netflix, long-awaited third season of Scream, which debuts on VH1, moved over from MTV. That comes up next month. She earned a Best Supporting Actress Oscar nomination a couple of years ago for her role in Mudbound. Her song from the film Mighty River, also nominated for Best Original Song Oscar.
I didn't see Mudbound, but I heard she was really, really good in it.
Yeah, what was it about? I've forgotten that.
I don't know. Sorry. I don't know much about it.
It's a black story, it seems to me. It had something to do with slavery, if I'm remembering the right movie. So,
I don't know. I remember her singing the song at the Oscars that year.
Yeah.
But I forget who won.
Has she been up and down in her career? Has she been steady, or has her career sort of been up and down?
No, she's been pretty steady. Her personal life has been kind of up and down. She was married for a really long time, and then her husband was cheating on her, and it was kind of public, and it was a pretty bad divorce.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm just trying to get all my players straight. Because I know the name. I think the first time I used it on the air, you laughed at me because I mispronounced it. So I got it. I remember Kara.
Right.
Yeah, right. All right, Mary J. Blige in our focus here, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A scientific panel in Atlanta is now recommending that more than 2 million United States kids get vaccinated against hepatitis A. 13 years ago, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended a hepatitis A shot for all U.S. children at age 1. The panel now says the shots would be given to older children who weren't vaccinated earlier, including 14 to 18-year-olds who turned 1 before the recommendation was made. The panel also recommended the shots for every person with HIV. About 1.1 million million Americans are estimated to have HIV. United States hepatitis A infections and deaths have risen in the past 2 years, spurred by outbreaks among homeless and drug users. The stock market was mixed on moderate trading. The Dow Jones Industrial down 10.24 at 26,526.73 at 79.67. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program, the home of the top stories of the day. A little wrinkle here, a little wrinkle there. Coming up, the state of, well, I'm not sure. I guess the state of Oregon is in a state of confusion. We'll talk about that. After we go to the beach, let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. What do you say, Victoria? Want to go surfing?
Yeah. Well, not in Mississippi, and apparently, if you have plans to head to the beach this weekend in Mississippi, authorities are warning you not to swim or eat the seafood. So, not a whole lot to do at the beach then. The Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality released a list of closed beaches, and residents, they say, shouldn't even allow their pets to come in contact with the water. It's apparently a greenish-blue hue, and it's a toxic bacteria called cyanobacterium. It can cause rashes, diarrhea, and vomiting, and the Mississippi Department of Marine Resources blames freshwater entering the Mississippi Sound as the culprit. New Orleans Spillway has actually been open for a super long time to relieve pressure on the levees that were built exactly the same way that the ones that broke the first time were. Good old Army Corps of Engineering there. And so yeah. In order to make sure that the levees don't burst again, they've left this spillway open so all the overspill from the Mississippi River flows into the coastal Mississippi. So mixing in that fresh water with the seawater, it's creating a dead zone because there's no oxygen. So the marine life can't survive, but all that does survive is bacteria. And we actually talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago in some of the bays down in like South Jersey and Delaware and Maryland mm-hmm. and Virginia, the Chesapeake Bay too. Parts of the bays, it's a flesh-eating bacteria that's growing, and it's a very similar situation to this. So if you're in any kind of brackish water, be very, very careful because this kind of stuff, don't eat seafood that's fresh water from those areas, and definitely stay out of the water.
Boy, are we contaminating our world.
Oof. Oh, I know.
Oh, my God, what a mess. Mess. Okay, so, speaking of contamination, let's go out to Oregon, shall we, for a moment, where Republican senators are hiding.
Are they all dying?
Well, they're apparently boycotting a bill which is aimed at climate change. By doing so, they're putting at least 100 other bills in jeopardy of just being tossed. There are only a few days left in their legislative session, and without the Republican senators, there aren't enough lawmakers to vote on any measures that remain in the hopper. The governor there, Kate Brown, has authorized the state police to go find them. Didn't this happen somewhere before, a couple of years ago? Was it on the federal level, or was it on a state level, where everybody in one party, they just went away? Yeah.
Hmm.
I can't remember where that was. Anyway,
I feel like the
bill,
Republicans are in hiding in California.
That's for sure.
There's only four of us. Right.
Yeah. This bill in Oregon would have reduced the state's greenhouse gas emissions by 45%. At least moving them below the 1990 emissions levels by 2035. See, what happens here, I may go along, I don't know that I'd run away. I think I'd stay and fight because they can't achieve these levels. And most of the people in the businesses affected by this know that they can't achieve these levels. That's why we had the diesel scandal with Volkswagen, with them deciding that they were going to do what they did because that was the only way they could sell those cars, and they'd take the consequences. So they had to pay a fine. What was it? A couple of billion bucks. I don't remember what the fine was. But it really is indicative of some of the people who are making these regulations who don't know what the heck they're doing. I'm all for who isn't for cleaning up the air. Who isn't for saving the environment. Who isn't for some practical way.
A lot of people, unfortunately.
I'm for it. I consider myself an environmentalist, but I will tell you, these things are beyond achievement.
Yeah, I'm for personal responsibility and corporate responsibility, but I think the regulations, there's a difference between I think you're right, Doug. I don't think anybody would disagree that they want to breathe contaminated air or drink contaminated water. Nobody wants that. It's just how we go about getting there is where people disagree, as usual.
Yeah. All right, the old fossil's at it again. As long as we're talking about politics, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agreed to push forward a bill that would provide additional funding as necessary for the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund. Isn't that nice of him? He's so benevolent. What
after he got shamed
guy.
Into it on a super public platform.
Yeah. The $7 billion is starting to run out that they put up first. Benefit payments have been cut by 70%. Fund disperses money to people suffering from illnesses that are linked to what happened September 11th in the terrorist attack. Also can be approved for families of people who died from illnesses because of their exposure. It's supposed to expire next year, and this bill pushes it out to 2090. By that time, pretty much everybody involved is going to be dead, right? The first responders from New York met with McConnell about the bill, but you're talking about the John Stewart appearance last week, right, Victoria?
And then Mitch McConnell stupidly saying, I don't know why John Stewart's all bent out of shape. I mean, it was just the dumbest thing for him to say. It really was. One of the first responders who testified that day said he's on his, this week he's on his way to his 182nd funeral, and they're all first responders. It's just, it's horrible.
Yeah. Here's the story on Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, telling CNBC that the two sides, that is China and the U.S., are on the way to reaching a trade deal. Mnuchin didn't elaborate on what the conditions could be. I know I'm playing, I am playing Chuck Curry, who is one of our most, one of our most favorite contributors. He never pronounces anything correctly. names, he butchers them all. And you guys make fun of me because I...
So what is his name? If it's not Mnuchin, what is it?
Mnuchin? It's Mnuchin, isn't it?
Mnuchin.
There's no K in it, Chucker.
Mnuchin.
Put another vowel in and be like everybody else. Come on. Change your name so it would be easier to pronounce. The president is setting to meet with the Chinese president, Mr. Cheater, this weekend at the G2... The G20 summit, they've said, we're not talking about Hong Kong. Don't bring Hong Kong up. First thing Trump's going to say is, hey, tell us about Hong Kong. Wait, you see, if that's not the... I'm betting that's the first thing Trump says to him.
Well,
we
he may not
want
to piss off China, because apparently we are pretty close, I guess, to having some sort of a deal struck. So, you know, you don't really... It would. I don't know. It seems like it would be pretty foolish to...
Yeah, you want to wrap this up. I think they're going to play it safe, and I think they're meeting. President Xi and Trump are going to meet, and Trump's also meeting with Putin, and he's meeting with Abe. The reporters asked him what he was going to talk to Putin about, and he goes, none of your business.
Nanya. I love the way Jennifer's always said that. Nanya. None your business.
Nanya.
The most recent podcast of the DJV program, we got a very interesting focus on wagering during the debates as they continue, who's going to win. Let's see. We also have the podcast, Restaurant American voted as the best of the year. Number one ranked vacation spot in the U.S. we discuss on the current podcast. You can also learn some important tips from our pet expert, Warren Eckstein, about how to help your dog overcome the fear of fireworks next week, 4th of July. So you want the podcast? You can get it and catch up on things that you didn't hear on the program because you had to go to work or something else. You got distracted. How dare you leave us? We're on the air for 4 hours a day. Come on. You can give us 4 hours, right? If you can't, djvshow.com is the place to go. A lot of people find themselves listening at the end of the day, and that's what technology has done. So our solution is to go to djvshow.com, click on the word listen, 24/7. It's a nice digital preparation. You can also follow us, facebook.com/djvshow, or on Twitter, @djvshow.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence. disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Alright, so, Kara, this is for you and other Game of Thrones devotees. This is the story of Kit Harington. So I guess we could put this under the category of people in the news. There's some of the Game of Thrones fans, Kit Harington's fans, started a fundraiser for a charity that he supported called the Royal Men Cap Society. This seems like a very worthwhile effort because the organization helped people with learning disabilities. The fundraiser said, quote, Kit Harington has given so much to the fans of Game of Thrones over the past decade, playing the king in the north, Jon Snow. He nailed his performance. We loved every second of screen time we had with him. This fundraiser is here to show Kit that we're incredibly thankful to him for the sheer amount of love and skill he put into playing Jon Snow. Kit himself donated $9,810.48 to the cause.
I wonder if that number is significant. It's such a weird number.
Yeah, it's a weird number.
Right. Why not 9,000?
Only Kara would know if this is like a Game of Thrones thing.
Right. Yeah, can you Google that, Kara?
If it is, I'm missing out on it because I read it earlier and I was trying to figure out, I'm like, that's a very interesting amount of money to donate. But it's cool that he donated. I mean, it's a pretty significant amount of money. I do think it's interesting. I mean, I'm glad that fans got together to support him. I don't know if this is because he was in rehab and so they're trying to be supportive. But I don't know. It seems very interesting that they're that thankful for him for playing a good part that
<That's good. laughs>
that they donated money, but good for them.
Congratulations.
Well, you know the super fans of Game of Thrones. My gosh, I mean, they'll do anything.
Yeah. It's a little beyond me, but...
It's from the factoid department. You know how many times a day birds smash into planes at airports around the country? How many times a day do you think this happens? It goes unreported. Take a guess.
A lot. It's sad.
10 times... No.
More.
20 times? No. 30 times? No. 40 times a day, birds smash into planes as they take off or land. And never gets reported, even if they go, well, remember, that's what happened to the plane that landed on the Hudson. It ate a bunch of birds as it took off from LaGuardia, and it flamed out both engines. So they have squads that the environmentalist people, the animal protection people don't like to hear, but they have squads of shooters at most of the airports shooting down birds.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let's make it 53 after the hour. Going to be precise here on the DJV program. Time for us to hit some food news brought to you by the folks at Power Swabs. If you're eating food that's bad for your teeth, isn't it nice to know that you can get something to clean your teeth up, clean up your act, get off those stains from your regular teeth to cap your crowns, your veneers? It's not something that is difficult to do. All you're going to do is call 800-208-1797, use the DJV code, and buy Power Swabs. So fast, so easy. This is something that a lot of people, oh, I can't stop drinking coffee. Victoria will tell you that. I got to drink. I got to have my coffee. So what do you do about the stains on your teeth? She does what I do. Power Swabs to the rescue. Get your Power Swabs today. All natural, very effective, works quickly. Every time you do it, ensures that the whiteness of your teeth will be enhanced by at least two shades. Call 800-208-1797. Not available in the dentist office, not available online, not available in stores. Just by calling 800-208-1797, you may get the whitest teeth on your block. You'll be the first kid on your block to have wonderful white teeth in a pain-free, it's just a safe environment. The coffee stains, wine stains, tea stains, smoking stains. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797 and love love, love the results. Ginger ale. You drink ginger ale, Victoria?
I don't drink soda, no, but...
Really?
Yeah.
The first ginger ale, when we talk about, what do we call it, tonic, soda, soda pop, what do you call those carbonated fizzy drinks?
Soda.
You call them soda? Mm-hmm. This was the ginger ale was the first soda pop made, and it was made by a company called Werner's. I think they still do it. Werner's Ginger Ale, you seen that?
Never heard of that, no.
Yeah, I've seen it in the Midwest, not so much the East Coast. Created in Detroit in 1866 by James Werner. Sold it in his drugstore. How many things, like Coca-Cola originated in a drugstore, you knew that, right?
Yes. Coke syrup is supposed to be good to, like, settle your stomach or something, right?
Yeah,
wasn't
it's also
it originally, like, a tonic?
Right. Well, it actually has cocaine in it. And cocaine does apparently settle your stomach. It has a lot of other things as well. But I'm sure the grades
of that one.
Oh, yeah, really? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forget the guy's name, but he created Coca-Cola in his drugstore in Atlanta. And Werner did the same thing with ginger ale about the same time in Detroit.
So well, it probably originally had real ginger in it, right?
Yes.
Because now it's just all sugar. There's no ginger in it. But real ginger is also really good for your digestion.
Yes, it is. Tastes awful, though. You taste it?
Oh, I love ginger.
Oh, yeah, ginger ale's all right. But regular straight ginger?
Well,
why are you laughing?
Eats ginger. I like it in recipes.
Some people
cook
eat
with
ginger.
Are you well, you can eat pickled ginger when you have sushi. That's delicious.
Nah, this is awful. All right, let's get back to the...
You have such a limited palate. It's basically corn and fish chowder. Is that kind of the extent?
Corn
that's your
chowder.
A to Z. Yeah.
Corn and fish chowder together is yummy. You've never had corn chowder and fish chowder mixed together? Yummy.
I don't know.
Fabulous. The history of dates. I don't mean dates that you go on, you know. These are dates that you eat. They go back to the Old Testament. 60 references to date trees in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Dates contain 70% sugar by weight. See, I'm doing a little informational stuff here so you'll know what you're eating. I had no idea dates had that much sugar in them. Did you?
Yes, because, you can taste them. You can taste how sweet they are. But a lot of people are always looking for sugar replacements now. And so date sugar is something that a lot of like, healthy cooks will use. They'll sweeten a chocolate pudding or a cake or something with dates instead of adding sugar.
Really? They are grown in the Coachella Valley of California, the date capital of the world. Who knew that? I didn't know that. Did you know
I did
that?
Not know that.
About
I
Coachella?
Did not know that. I think of I always think of dates as Middle Eastern or I know they're grown a lot in Iran, and so that's kind of where I would think of it. But good
I think
for Coachella.
I think of dates in terms of disappointment. A good date palm tree can produce 300 to 600 pounds of dates a year. Did you know that? You didn't know that either, right?
No, I
Come
did not.
To the right place. We missed something the other day. You're in charge of dates. We didn't celebrate Eskimo Pie Day on the 24th. Do you know that?
I don't even know what that is.
Eskimo Pie? You don't know what an Eskimo Pie is?
No.
You don't?
I do not.
You know what an Eskimo Pie is?
Sounds cold. Don't know what it is.
Oh, my God. What is the matter with you people?
I don't know. We don't eat junk food, I guess.
No, Eskimo. We got to take care of that. Well, stand by for more. We got to figure this out, what the problem is with these guys and Eskimo Pies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.